They say music is life, so I give them the Chacha Music Review Podcast. Turned up the volume, gave them the time of their lives. They said they wanted new artists, I gave them the Chacha Spotlight Series. They wanted deep music conversations, I plugged them into the Chacha Let's Talk Music Series. They are crazy about the hitmakers, so I hit them with the Chacha Hitmakers Series. And for the albums I know they shouldn't miss, I bless them with the Chacha Album Review Series. I created the Chacha EP Compilation Series, so they will have a taste of the best of EPs. They should tell their friends. You should let your family know. We should let everyone who cares about African music know. Afrisanova is back in the game. And you can catch me every Saturday amplifying the African sounds by bringing the best of African music to your ears. I am your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. And this is the Chacha Music Review Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Chacha Nation, welcome to this episode of the Chacha Let's Talk Music Series. To be honest, for those of you that have seen the flyer, I don't know what to title this episode because it's an episode that... So here was what happened that led to this episode. I just wanted to talk about this stuff. I was listening to this song titled Don Pablo by Barry J. Oh, lele, I want to make way like Adenuga. Adenuga ke... Esowo bigeti kesowo owo olele. I want to make way like Dangote. Dangote ke esowo Don Pablo kesowo owo. Yeah, that particular song, and it got me thinking, like, what really happened to Barry J's career? I mean, take it back to, let's say, 2018 or 2019, I can't remember the exact year, when his breakout single came out. I'm talking about Aye Olele, Feni Tobagbon, Feni Tobamo Wulu, Aye Olele. Remember that song, yeah? Aye, yeah. And Barry J was, quote unquote, the next big thing that was going to, happen to the music industry. It was that street artist that everybody wanted, on their song. And his career was really going up. Then all of a sudden, he had this controversy. There was this report. He was arrested in Ghana for allegedly murdering what they used to call it now, his label boss, Kashi. And, after a while, after investigation back and forth, he was eventually acquitted, and cleared of all wrongdoings. And his story that he actually gave, which was the fact that it was the boss that, attacked him, and he fled, the scene and left him, only for him to hear some couple of minutes, moment later, that the boss, died. He flew from a state building and, he felt his death and stuff like that. But the first news that broke out was, Barry J was the one that killed him, but the Ghana police did their investigation and declared him of all wrongdoings and he was a free man. But ever since then, his career was not just, the same thing. I mean, like I said, this was Barry J that gave us Aye, he gave us Don Pablo, he gave us Olodo Jungle. My son, I said it to school, you don't know how to spell your name, Olodo Rabata. There were so many hit songs. But now, thinking about it, sitting here and listening to that song, Don Pablo, in 2024, how many people actually remember Barry J? Or actually, how many people even pay attention to Barry J? Because trust me, in 2023, in 2022, he did release some couple of songs. He even had an EP. I think his last EP that I even listened to was that EP titled Barry Back. And I think that should be in 2022. But in 2023 also, he did some couple of features. He released some couple of songs. But I don't think anybody is paying attention to him. And all of this happened. Why? Because of that, incident. And that controversy that surrounded his career, and that was how, his career just, went down like that. So when I thought about this, and in my head, I'm like, wow, what a talent. I really do hope it comes back and, it busts the music scene. Because if we are being honest, and this is not me throwing shades at Zinoniski or Shei Vibe or, any of those street artists that are out there right now, but honestly speaking, I don't think any of them has the talent of Barry J. Again, I'm not throwing shade at them. I'm just saying, if Barry J's career has continued to rise the way it was rising when he came out, these people will be playing second fiddle to, to Barry J. But As I remember Barry J's story, then there was another artist that also came into my head that I felt like, you know, the incident that also happened to him was what led to his, I don't want to call it downfall, but what just led, people just forgot about him. Let me use that word. Even though this artist is still very active on the internet and he still, you know, make noise and he still drops some couple of songs, but his star or his career has, you know, gone down from what it used to be or what we thought it was going to be. Which artist am I talking about? I'm talking about, is Dami Crane for the girls? Yes, I'm talking about Dami Crane. You remember Dami Crane? Kolere body, my dear, our body, my dear. You know, and then that song you also did to tell every person, Ligaligaliu, Paso Deo, Otobawo, Nigoso, Ligaligaliu, Dami Crane, Otobawo, Nigoso, Senior Bodami Johnson, Eva, Chino, my place. You know, the thing is, I was a huge fan of Dami Crane. Or let me say, I'm still a huge fan of Dami Crane because if he put out a song right now, I'll still want to listen to it and say, okay, what is Dami Crane talking about? But for me, and this is my personal opinion, I think the first mistake Dami Crane did, and this is me speaking for myself right now, I think the first mistake he made was to leave Hypertech. Yes, for those of you that don't know, he was signed under Hypertech. That was where he released his first album, The Entertainer. Oh God, what a wonderful body of work. Till date, I still listen to that album. That album is very, very... See, just gonna listen to the album and you understand what I'm talking about. But, like I said, for me, I felt that was the first mistake he did, you know, leaving Hypertech. I don't know what the condition was or everything was under that at that point in time when he left, but you know, he left Hypertech, and for me, I think that was the first you know, mistake he did. But Dami Crane's wahala, I think the first wahala he got into was when he and Wizkid had the fight over the song Babanla, you know, that Wizkid song, Emini Babanla, you know, that Wizkid song, yeah, and there was this major fight. I think I even Bimi and I discussed this in the Chacha Let's Talk, you know, music series episode where we talk about beef in the Nigerian music industry, yeah? And we spoke about, you know, the beef between Dami Crane and Wizkid and how it got physical to a point whereby, you know, they break bottle on top of your head and stuff like that, yeah? That was like one of the things, you know. But the major thing that I think really affected his career and that just made his career really go down was the fraud, you know, alleged fraud case, you know, that happened to him. I think this was in 2017 or thereabouts. Yes, he was arrested for credit card, you know, credit card fraud in the United States. And, you know, again, after investigation and after, you know, so many things, it was, you know, acquitted. That is, it was free. You know, all charges against him was dropped as the investigation showed that he was not involved, you know, in the crime that was said to be committed. So, but ever since then, Dami Crane's, you know, musical career has not been the same thing. You know, it's just not what it was. Dami Crane was that guy at that point in time. Again, Dami Crane was that artist that everybody wanted to feature. The guy they sing in vocals now die in style, hey, now on fire, and the guy could write, his pen game was on point. But ever since that, you know, fraud case and everything, his music career was never the same. Like I said, Dami Crane has also been dropping songs even since then up until now. The guy still drop song, he even drop another album. But how many, let's be sincere, how many of you have actually paid attention or listened to Dami Crane actively in the last 3 years? I'm sure it does very few of you. Some of you say for even, yeah, so Dami Crane still a sing. Like I said, so it got me thinking, like, what exactly, these are two talents that at least on top of my head, because of that Barry J song that I was listening to that I can remember. I'm sure if I decide to sit down and, you know, do some research, there will be other artists that one controversy or another, you know, has led to a decline in their music, you know, career. Like I said, there will be so many, but these two were just the ones that came into mind. And I said, hey, you know what, let me just do an episode and let me just put it out there. And you can also join the conversation from wherever platform you are listening to, right? Just let me know which artist do you feel like one controversy was the one that was that thing that led to their career, you know, been going down the drain, especially an artist that we had so much potential for. You know, not an artist that, you know, we just didn't hear anything. There was no rumor, we didn't hear anything. The artist, you know, just decided to do music again. No, do you understand? Now, two artists that I feel might also fall into this category in the long run, depending on what happens this year, I don't know, might be Naira Marley and Zinoliski. Yes, I said that because we know the old circumstances that is, you know, paving their career, or that is affecting their career right now, which is the death of the death of Mohbad, right? We know how much it has affected their career. Now, I'm not even sure. I know obviously some of you would know that Zinoliski and Naira Marley both dropped songs towards the end of 2023. That's in December. Naira Marley drops two songs, Zinoliski drop one song, but those songs didn't trend the way it was supposed to trend, given the caliber of who Naira Marley and also Zinoliski is in the industry, right? Zino, they always drop some waves, they always catch fire. Naira too, the same thing. But those two songs that they dropped in December was something under the, it went under the radar. Not everybody really paid attention to it. That's why I said these two artists might also, you know, fall into this category whereby one controversy was all it took for their career to just go down the drain, you know. So let me know, which artist do you feel like, oh, there has been this controversy, that after this controversy, this artist never just, you know, recovered? Because I'm sure there are many, and maybe I'll have to go back and do a lot of research and, you know, probably do a proper episode on that. But like I said, it was just that Barry J song, Don Pablo, that just inspired this episode, because I was really touched, like, Barry J not talent too. Barry J not talent. And I just began to wonder how, you know, a little controversy or a certain controversy would just, you know, allow the, what is called it, the career of an artist to just, you know, go down the drain. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Chacha Nation, that is where I'll be drawing today's curtain on the episode. I don't even know what to title this episode, so Una, I just want to talk. Maybe that is what I will name the episode. I just want to talk. So yeah, you know, just that, just it. Like, come here with on that episode, you know, have a lovely week ahead. Remember, in whatever you do, keep your energy, keep it 100, and keep it positive. Peace out. Time to time for the cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Rockin' with the best, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Alayela wa cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Watch my body, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Cha-cha gang. Watch my body.